Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Delighted to have comedian and podcaster Jarlett Regan with us. He has published The Gobshite Guidebook, a survival manual. But before we talk to Jarlett, I want to hear when the word gobshite entered popular British culture.
And at number 15 for the 16th week in a row is Father Jack Hackett with I Am a Sleepy Priest.
How did that gobshite get on the television?
I think that's when it did, Jarlett.
I think it is.
Part of popular British culture anyway, even if it was a word very well known to Irish people. Yeah,
well, I think Roddy Doyle was the first person to put it in the New York Times.
Was he?
Only about 2, maybe 3 years ago, this got a little bit of play that it was the first time the word had ever appeared there. It is used across the world, but it's centralised in these two islands. And I think we all know that it has a stronger meaning here.
Yeah, but surely it originated in Ireland.
I believe so. But this book is not a kind of an empirical investigation into the origins of the term gobshite. It's more about these people who are, you know, on that end of the spectrum of idiocy in this country and across the world that seem to be rising to power.
Well, define gobshite for me.
Well, the way I've always defined it is that spectrum of idiocy that in Ireland, it begins with idiot. There's no harm in that person. There's nothing bad about them. You know, everyone's a little bit of an idiot. You go out on the weekend to act the idiot. Nothing wrong with it because it's not a static position. You know, you can formerly be an idiot. You can be like, do you remember Matt? What an idiot he was back in UCC. He's actually the guy on Today FM. Life has worked out for him. But gobshite is it's a kind of a stamp that never leaves you. Once a gobshite, always a gobshite. That's where that phrase comes from. These people are the most annoying, oblivious people that you'll ever encounter. And I mean, if you're sitting here now listening to this on the radio going, I don't know anybody like that, I've got news.
Well, they're probably saying we're a pair of gobshites, actually. That's the way that people react when they hear this. But you see, I would actually take a slight issue with you maybe in definition, right? Mm. Because the clue is in gob. Mm. Your gob, shut your gob. Mm-hmm. The gob is somebody who's too mouthy, who talks about. So the gobshite is somebody who says
talks
the stupid things.
Whereas
some of the other people that you might be referring to in the book would merely be idiots. They don't necessarily say anything. I mean, you have an example for the person who uses the same cloth as for wiping out the cup and cleaning the table.
Yes.
So that's an idiot, but it's not necessarily a gobshite, is it?
That is a gobshite to me because a gobshite has been shown not to use the cloth that you use to wipe the floor to clean the cups. But the gobshite is immune to direction and then turns around at the end of somebody developing salmonella from them doing that and saying, how was I supposed to know? You were told along with everybody else. But somehow,
That's an awful idiot. Not than just an idiot, that's an awful idiot.
It sounds like you're defending some people in your life here, Matt.
No, because actually when we get to the real gobshites, I might be talking about some people who I've worked for previously. Yeah. Not current management, but I would be talking about some previous perhaps.
Well, this is it though, Matt. I think people listening will know that you often find yourself beholden to gobshites. They somehow fail upwards. They have no trouble finding romantic partners for some reason, oftentimes with other gobshites, but sometimes it will only reveal itself on the wedding night or at the wedding that you are marrying a gobshite. And that is a heavy cross.
Can you imagine if the penny drops as the speeches are being made and you're listening to the speech and you go, Christ, he's making an awful gobshite of himself.
Yeah, but like this is the thing. They're like wolves in sheep's clothing. Sometimes it takes an event for a gobshite to reveal themselves. But what the book asks in one of the chapters is, are gobshites created or are they raised? And I think we all know that they are created by parents who let their kids off the hook, cover for their gobshite son by going, how is he to know that the car needed comprehensive insurance? I mean, gobshites are often saying words that were fed to them by their Irish mammy. And, you know,
be careful. That's controversial. You could upset an awful lot of Irish mammies who are listening.
I don't think it is controversial. Do you think it's... You must know a gobshite.
An Irish mammy can't be told that her son or daughter is a gobshite.
Well, she can't be told, but everybody behind her back knows.
You've
well.
Just started doing it on air, though.
You cannot say it directly to her because she will never believe it. She will always think that they're being fierce hard on him. He's had a terrible look with his love life. He had that girl who was so controlling, she wouldn't let him have a Facebook account. He had a Tinder account. But she believes that this girl was awful to him about his hygiene. He doesn't wash. These people create gobshites by not holding them to account.
Let's talk about the gobshite at work, because you can be trapped at work for 7 to 8 hours a day with a complete and utter gobshite who, more than anything worse, could be your boss.
Exactly. They do tend to find themselves in positions of power, and we've seen that across the world in politics.
Oh no, we'll get to that later. I just want to stick to the office. I want to
We've hit a nerve here with Matt.
Feckin' right you have. Some people who might have gotten to a position of power to, as well as gobshitery, ass kissing, which might be a relation to it as well, right?
But they tend to be good in interviews, Matt. This is the funny thing about gobshites. Yeah. They often make a good first impression. Like a good example of a fictional gobshite character on television would be Michael Scott from The Office, The American Office.
Yeah.
He is a complete gobshite. He is leaving a trail of destruction behind him. But somehow there is a charm. This is why gobshites tend to linger and hang around and have quite a few friends. Say he's a great lad on the night out, but people are not realizing exactly how much trauma they're causing.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
But it's so wearying to be in an office situation where you have somebody who is just acting the gobshite.
You sound like you've got PTSD from a
gobshite. Yes, I probably have. All right, okay. But, yes, I think that's actually fair to say I probably do. But, you know, they're in a position of power and control. And they think they're funny and they think they're clever.
Yep.
And they are a David Brent type.
Yes. Yeah.
And have no realization of that at all.
They
and
often then also think they're get the life and soul of the party. Yeah.
And then people start fawning around them as well.
Yeah, because they're in that position of power. But this is the thing. A lot of it is just delusion. They're deluded into the idea that people are laughing at me. They're really laughing at you. They're not laughing with you. When you're a gobshite, that's a big area of confusion. Why are people laughing? If they're laughing while I'm around, well, that makes me the great lad.
And the gobshite thinks is they're laughing with them because they're so funny, yeah. But then what about the weakness that we might have for gobshites? We end up electing a lot of them. And we say we, maybe not so much in Ireland, but look, the world's greatest gobshite is currently the President of the United States of America.
Well, this is it. Gobshites don't really listen. this is one of their biggest weaknesses, is actually listening to what's being said. They make impulsive choices, and the electorate are prone to doing that. Now, this book is not about pointing out who is and who isn't a gobshite, but there is a chapter on historical gobshites, gobshites in history, and ones that are at the present day, you know, rise into power. Kanye West is in the book as labelled as a gobshite.
A complete gobshite.
And yeah, I think we can all understand why. He is the gobshite who's like the apprentice builder on site, who gets a couple of compliments on day one, and on day two he's asking for a raise. Kanye's a talented man who's received too much praise and metamorphosized into a gobshite.
Yeah, but do we also perhaps have to be sympathetic towards him because, you know, he has troubles? And
yeah, don't get lured in, Matt. Don't get lured in. This is what the gobshite wants you to feel sorry for them. Oh, he's had a terrible... He has every person in his life trying to help him. He has shown the door. Most gobshites will resist help, even if it makes absolute sense, and they've got all the money in the world to pay for it.
Does HR stop you from calling somebody a gobshite?
I think so. I mean,
are you unable to confront a gobshite and work because that won't work with the work policies that you have in place?
Yeah, it's a funny word. I'm trying to normalize the word to a large extent. Now, the BAI will probably
tell us. This is part of the problem. Too many gobshites have been normalized.
Well, the word has its place, and I think the purpose of writing the book, while it's all a bit of fun, is that the sense I get from you, Matt, is that you've been in the presence of a gobshite at
work. Oh, more than once.
And felt very alone. It can feel
I would have had a lot of colleagues who would have agreed very much that we all felt we were in the presence of gobshites.
Well, this book definitely is for people that are out there in that situation, maybe married to one, friends with one, or perhaps raising one, who start to feel like, is this just me? It's not just you. It's a global phenomenon. And the book will hopefully help you guide your way through them, sidestep them.
If you're married to one, or you one who is a child of yours, you're sort of stuck with them then, aren't you?
To a degree. I mean,
people don't change when they get to a certain part time in life.
Once the gobshite horse has bolted, there is no point in closing the stable door. This, like trying to avoid them, there's a whole chapter on dating gobshites and red flags that you will see on dating apps around gobshites, whether it's them flexing their muscles or just what the content of what you might see or what you might say. Spotting those red flags is the key to not marrying one or dating one. But once it's done, once you're in there, I mean, this is why the divorce rate is going up. People are seeing them now, that they were trapped together during the pandemic, and now they're really seeing them. And hopefully this book will help end a couple of relationships that should have ended a long time ago.
That's your ambition, isn't it?
One of them.
You're sort of the opposite of marriage counselling, like, are you? You're sort of breakup.
Well, why should you put up with them? Why should you put up with gobshites? Like, a lot of the book is about sidestepping them and not getting into arguments. Like, there's a whole chapter on how to argue with a gobshite, and a lot of it is just allowing them to talk. And this is why we defend the right to free speech, is sometimes we just let the person talk, they can hang themselves with their own argument. People often jump in and cut off a gobshite. Let him speak. Let him finish that sentence. Don't lower yourself to the argument. There's a lot of practical tips in there, Matt. Could have been helpful to you back in the day when you were in this situation.
But what if you're the gobshite and you don't realise it?
Well, this is the thing. They'll never realise it because gobshites rarely have the capacity for self-reflection. They're rarely in the window, mulling over their life's choices. They're barreling through life, leaving that trail of destruction that we're all expected to clean up.
Have you had bad experiences with gobshites? Has this scarred you, which led you to have to write this book?
Matt, when my wife Tina read the book, she said, a lot of this is experiences from your life, Ger. So it's a semi-autobiographical book about a man who probably came to the edge of being a gobshite and turned back. So there's an awful lot of me in here and mistakes that I've made along the way. But the key is recognising your mistakes and making amends and finding a woman like Tina who'll help you onto the right path.
And just before we finish, Charlotte, are you still on the road gigging at the present?
I am indeed. I have a brand new tour starting on January 3rd in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast. It's going to the 3 Olympia for 6 nights, which are nearly all sold out.
There's that many gobshites who go and see you for 6 nights, are there?
You just asked this question to get that in. You sat me back down to ask me this question. It's going everywhere. It'll be everywhere around the country. You can find the tickets on Ticketmaster or jigsaw.com.
Excellent. I'm sure lots of people will enjoy it, and they won't be cautious if they go to see it. Thanks very much, Charlotte Regan.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.